Can you tell us about your family dinners, what they were like when you were growing up?
Dinner tables and lunch tables were always just full from corner to corner. When we were visiting Bristol, a lot of my aunts, you know, they would bring in their English cookery, their Jamaican cookery, so I'd have rice and peas, you know, alongside a cheese pie. And it was always very, international. And I'd have an aunt who was married to a Persian man, so she would make her Persian curries and her Persian rices, which were amazing. And then from my father's side, Middle Easterns are just known for the generosity in food, and you know, that's how we bond, that's how we communicate, that's how we converse. That's, you know, our time spent is around the lunch table. Lunchtime, lunch is the biggest, that's where you meet. It's not so much dinner, it's a lunch thing. I just remember my nan always literally from one corner to the table to the next would be covered in food. And what was always amazing about what I found about Middle Eastern cuisine is that it caters for dietary requirements. So you had lunch at my nan's house, you would have dishes that were vegan, dishes that were vegetarian, dishes that were made from poultry, from meat, side dishes from different types of vegetables. And what was also amazing is that they all complemented each other. So it's almost, if you can think of like a Spanish tapas version, you know, we call it meze for us. So it's kind of a meze, but they're all kind of main course sizes, and you just have a bit of everything, and you just, you know, whatever mix you want. And, you know, so even if I had a whim when I was younger, I was like, Nan, I'm vegetarian this week. She'd be like, well, fine, you know, you've got vegetarian dishes there, just enjoy that. And I would. That's good.